Villages of 200 years ago, on to the fighting Mohawk, Ottawa, spiritual Omaha, and 100 other tribes. Exciting dances, weird calls, meaning of symbols upon rocks, trees, and ancient ruins. Stories of daring, courage, flashing arrows, and the sacred pipe of peace. Thrilling tales of nature, travel, and adventure that entertain, enlighten, and leave a good influence in the home. So follow us as Robert Callahan guides us on the winding trail to real Indian villages.
As we roll back the curtain of time and follow the cradle of human progress, we remember the word of Thomas Jefferson. It is better, he said, that the Indian be identified with us and preserve their work of art, rather than expose and make them a separate people. We should, he concluded, work with the Indian as a good teacher would help a child. President Monroe had a different view. By government treaty in 1820, the Indians were injected from all eastern territory into Oklahoma. A newly founded Indian nation, larger than most any foreign province. Oklahoma would be a permanent home for over 40 tribes. Here the Indian would be left alone to lead his own life. Although the country was new to the Indian, he had peace, hope, and happiness until coal and mineral were found. Then, of course, it was no longer his own home. Gradually he saw his impending doom. So let's go back to those days when the Indian territory was a wildwood of budding trees, blossoms, fragrant vines, morning glories, and dewberries ripening in a peaceful sun. No thought of material gain, a song, a chant. Nature as the Indian loved it. Oklahoma, 1844. We go to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 140 years ago. Here we are, facing a Winnebago wigwam made of bark, pole, and bear skin. The home of Chief Wokibaw, tall, lean, a long look in his red buckskin, three strands of eagle claws around his arm, hammered silver bracelet on wrist, three black acorns hanging to each ear, and a red cluster of wild haws around his throat. Chief Wokibaw has seen 80 winters. His red feet are like stone. He has never worn a moccasin, and at the age of 10, his father cut his little toe from his left foot claiming that Toe was an evil spirit. 40 years bare feet on ground made him the magic man of the tribe. The Winnebago looks upon Wokibar as a living god. He can bring rain when wanted, food when needed, peace in time of trouble. Out here today, the sky is a royal blue, clear and the sun warm. Long time no rain. Time to plant Indian corn. Wokibar, speak. My people need heat rain. Wokibar, call on Great Spirit to send rain god. Rain god. Rain god. He comes. He comes. On we move. On we move to a Kickapoo village. Here we are, in a Kickapoo village in the White River bottoms of Arkansas, 1852. Goteeba, their chief. He is 6 foot, square jaw, full face, magnetic black eyes. He is attired in a costume made of green leaf and cane stalk. Our friends are curious. He can speak some English. He speaks some English.
Say, Chief, what is the legend of the bear? Why are they brown?
Long time ago, all bear looked like eel. No fur. Old Chief Kickapoo go beaver hunting one day and have heap good luck. When him get back to wigwam, young black-head squaw, she look long. She like her face. She say, me, pretty maiden, why do me marry old men, huh? Chief Kickapoo no like, much pale face conceit. He say, this makes squaw mad. She leave wigwam. She go to riverbank and no come home that night. Next morning, chief go to river and see red head wife in water with bear. Chief say, you come home, squaw. You no stay here. But pretty squaw, she laugh. She say, me live like beaver. Big chief feel bad. Him try hard get squaw come home. But squaw throw pale face kiss at beaver. Chief get very mad. Him go home. Next day he go to beaver dam. See beaver poke fun at him squaw. Chief call on beaver god. River turn upside down. All beaver turn over. Squaw she turn too. She come up. Not like squaw, but she come up brown hair. Ever since that day, all beaver have brown fur. No symbol of Indian thought is more impressive than his rep of peace. Yet the meaning seldom understood. Smoking a pipe meant a great deal more to the Indian than any white man knew. The Indian had a deeper conception of man's relation to earth and life than his pale-faced enemy. The peace pipe to the Indian is what their Bible is to the white man. Smoking the pipe does not signify the ending of war, but on many occasions is a part of gratitude for the beauty of nature and the ruling power of the world. America has over 300 Indian tribes, and no two speak the same language. No two sing the same song, but every tribe believes in God, and many have a peculiar thought of death. Here we are. Few white people are anywhere near the Choctaws. The council house is made of dried tules, mud, reed, and brush. We're in the lowland of Mississippi, 1836. And the Choctaws have a strange way of burying their dead. If a child passes away, their body is packed with clay, the face painted light blue to represent sky, the head shaved and decorated with a sunlit ray to indicate the close of day. The body is wrapped in green leaves, buried near a wigwam fire, and under the protection of a Choctaw spirit, the fire is kept burning for as many days as a child is old. Meanwhile, every Choctaw in the village moves away in order the child's spirit may not be disturbed. Not until after the winter snow do the Choctaws return. Then they dig up the body, paint every bone blue, stripe them red, then distribute the bones to the various relatives who keep them in memory, as some white people treasure a lock of hair from a loved one who has passed away. Many people who seek money, power, or social gain give little thought to the value of nature as the Indian did. Food is laid before us by someone else. Clothing and home comfort are a matter of machine routine. But the Indian was a child of nature, whose dependence upon nature was keenly felt by his daily contact with natural forces and gifts. Consequently, the soil, music of birds, waterfall, tree, and everything about the great outdoors had a deep, beautiful meaning to the Indian. We hear Thundercloud, the noted Cherokee artist and dancer, do the love chant of the waterfall. My father, the earth, my mother, and the midnight star a guiding trail to the happy hunting ground. Each day I look with peace of mind at the morning sun, because it will give me light, warmth, and health. This day I walk in the sunshine because it does my body good. I go into the wild wood because fresh air, music of tree and bird bring quietude, meditation, and new thought. Tonight, I return on the winding trail and offer prayer for the beauty of nature and the value of sunshine and freedom of the great outdoors, because I am an Indian.